While Mason Community Players is getting ready to do a production of The Importance of Being Earnest, and it's unique in a number of ways. Joining me in the studio this evening to talk about it is Amy Sullivan, who is playing the grand dame of the piece, Lady Bracknell. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is a comedy of manners by Oscar Wilde.
Yes, yes, indeed it is. Its subtitle is a farcical comedy for serious people.
And so the serious people involved actually are two young couples and their romantic misadventures.
Mm-hmm. This is a farcical look at high society in London back in 1895, which is when it was written by Oscar Wilde. My character, Lady Bracknell, is a high society dame. My daughter, Gwendolyn, is in love with a gentleman named Ernest. My nephew, Algernon, is Ernest's friend, and he eventually meets Ernest Ward and falls in love with her. So we have two sets of love interest going on, and myself looking at both of them and saying, oh, they're not good enough.
Of course, the importance of being earnest in this case is in the name Ernest.
Absolutely. As Gwendolyn says at some point to Ernest, whose real name is Jack, says, there's no musicality in Jack. It has no resonance whatsoever. But Ernest is a positively wonderful about name. You know, so she's in love with a man named Ernest because she loves the name.
And it's not his only false name. He actually brings into the comedy the character of Bunbury.
Well, Bunbury is actually brought in by my nephew Algernon. Both of these young men, well, young to me anyway, are leading lives with fictitious characters. My nephew Algernon has a friend, Bunbury, who is ill. And he invented him so that he could go into the country whenever he felt like it because his friend Bunbury was ill and needed him. Now Jack, on the other hand, Ernest, he's Ernest in the city and Jack in the country. And whenever he wants to go to either place, he says he's got to go and figure out what his brother Jack is doing that's terribly wrong and he has to fix it.
And of course, it takes your character, Lady Bracknell, to actually resolve all of these back and forths.
Eventually, yes, eventually.
And this is a role you've actually had your hand in for quite some time.
Yes, indeed. This is my absolute favorite show. Lady Bracknell is my favorite character to do. Over the last 20 years, I've done this four times. Once, the very first time, was Miss Prism, who's the governess for Cecily. And the other three have been Lady Bracknell. It's a fabulous character to do for an actor.
And you've done this technically from coast to coast.
Oh, yes, in California to Cincinnati.
What is it about Lady Bracknell that appeals to you?
Oh, she is so over the top, but doesn't realize she's over the top. She's powerful. She's authoritative. She's ruthless in going after what she wants, which is a good marriage for her daughter. But you have to play her right. You can't go too far. You can't make it farcical. You've got to play her. This is me, and this is here, and I'm right. And I just love doing that.
And she's the most serious of people for this comedy.
Absolutely. Now, Algernon jokes all the time. He's a young man in society, and he jokes, and he makes fun of everything. Lady Bracknell is completely serious in the outrageous things that she says.
Now, I did mention earlier that this is a rather unique production, and that's because, as you mentioned, it was written in 1895.
Oscar Wilde, in London, is very famous for his farcical plays. He actually wrote it leading up to 1895, but it opened in London at St. James Theatre on February 14th, 1895.
And Mason is going to open it on February 14th, 2020.
Yes, it's a 125-year anniversary. And we're doing this show not in period costume, which a lot of theater groups do. We're doing it in modern day. We're not changing anything else to do the show. We're still the flamboyant characters that we are. But we're doing it in modern dress. And it plays extremely well. even though.
What are some of the commonalities between what was going on in Victorian England at the time and social mores of today?
Oh, if you look at the political climate in London today, with all the royals just being flayed in the tabloids, their lives are microscopic. Same thing has happened back in 1895 with Victoria.
Now, the play itself does commentary on the social classes, but it's not just the upper crust. There's also some little storylines with some of the characters who are not of the upper echelon.
Both households, Algernon's in London and Ernest or Jack's in the country, have butlers. Lane is one in the city for Algernon, and he talks about his marriage and his views on marriage come out, and that he doesn't comment on anything to Algernon because he didn't feel it was his place. But Lane has a very strident view on marriage.
What are some of the things that you all have encountered with the speech? As you said, you didn't change any of that.
We have a wonderful dialect coach, Rachel Kay, and she came in and helped us with it. I've worked with four lovely dialect coaches over the times that I've done this show. It's a cadence that you have to get with the pronunciations, and they definitely have a different pronunciation. But the cadence is very important. And once you get that, you're pretty much into it. These are the very little things, like instead of ask, it's ask. So it's not a hard A, it's a softer A. And any word that ends in A-R-Y, library, library. Very, very subtle things, but once you get those, you got it.
For listeners who may not be familiar with the Mason Community Players, where do you all perform?
We perform in Mason on Route 42. In fact, our theater is called Theater 42. It was a big empty warehouse, and we have, over the last 5-6 years, converted it into a wonderful auditorium and a green room and a lobby and upstairs props and costumes. And it's a great facility to do. And it's not that far from Cincinnati. It's just straight up 71. Get off at exit 25, just past Kings Island, make a left, a right, and you're there.
Now, it used to be a number of years ago that community theaters were like high school sports teams. You were involved with one community theater, and everyone involved with that stayed with that community theater. But that's changed lately.
Oh, it has over the last 20 years. I grew up in Cincinnati. I left in 1982 to move to California for a job. And I went to Anderson High School on the east side. So I did a lot of theater and musicals and things there. It was a wonderful learning place. But after college, I moved to California. Oh, the entertainment industry in California, Los Angeles. So I really took off in working in community theaters here. So fast forward 20 years and come back to Cincinnati. The theater scene has just exploded. 20 theaters within a 4 or 5 mile radius. They work together, which is very different than California. Very competitive there, but they work together. The Ohio Community Theater Association, or OCTA, for the whole state of Ohio, huge organization that most community theaters locally are members of. You work together. You support each other. If you need a prop or a set piece, they're very supportive. And it's just wonderful that Cincinnatians, and from the tri-state area, they've got so many different choices to go to. It's gotten so big, which is wonderful. But actors who work in all those theaters find it very difficult to go see their friends in a play because they're doing so many themselves.
Well, I would like to thank this evening's guest, Amy Sullivan, Lady Bracknell of Mason Community Players, The Importance of Being Earnest, which runs February 14th through the 23rd. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm very happy to have been here.
For more information on the Mason Community Players production of The Importance of Being Earnest and the community players themselves, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
There's a sensible intellectual girl, the only girl I ever cared for in my life. What on earth are you so amused at?
Oh, I am a little anxious about Pinebury, that's all.
Algie, you never talk anything but nonsense.
No, by nobody ever does.